Do you have any friends or relatives who boasted something like this? I smoked for 40 years and I never saw a sick day. Why, I'm as healthy as a horse and proud to call myself a smoker. I like my smokes and I never had one bad thing happen to me from smoking. Phase 4, the good news and the bad news, episode 15. Y'all, I did. I heard it all the time from my dad right before he went in for lung repair surgery. And even after the surgery, he would never admit that cigarettes had affected his lungs in any way. The loyalty we feel to cigarettes baffles my mind to this day. Well, you and I know better, don't we? I said the same thing about myself all the time. Even when I woke up coughing, couldn't laugh at a good joke without coughing, tried to climb stairs, or had yet another case of the flu or pneumonia, I was steadfastly loyal to my ciggies. Well, not anymore. I will never, so long as I live on this planet, force another living soul to suck in my secondhand smoke. I pray that my body will continue to remain healthy and that some of the ravages of this disease have been healed. You know, I had a lung x-ray a few years back and the doctor marveled at how healthy my lungs were. Do you know what that means to a person who 34 years ago was told she was a sure candidate for lung cancer? And now somehow the damage has reversed itself. Now we've already looked at this monster square in the face. You spend a good bit of time researching all the horrible news about cigarettes, all the facts. Now, as we're fixing to begin our new life, let's just look one wee minute at the good news. This will help when you feel scared to go without cigarettes. It is never too late to quit. I know, I thought the same thing. I thought I've smoked too long. I've gone too far. That's not true. So let's look at the absolute scientific facts about quitting smoking. 20 minutes after your last cigarette, your blood pressure will drop to a level close to what it was before you had your last cigarette. The temperature of your feet and hands increases to a normal level. 30 minutes after quitting, your taste buds come back to life. Your sense of smell improves. 2 to 12 weeks after quitting, circulation improves. Your lung function increases by 30%. Instances of cold, flu, and missed work should decrease. 1 to 9 months after quitting, shortness of breath and coughing decrease. Sinus congestion decreases. You have more energy and stamina. Cilia regain normal function in your lungs, increasing the ability to handle mucus, clean the lungs, and reduce infection. Y'all, I'm going to pause right there because that one was a big one for me. I was told by a doctor that I had so much tar in my lungs that the cilia, the little hairs in my lungs that are trying to filter out junk so that I can breathe, were so covered up in tar, it was just really bad news. I was so steadfast when I read this news that after 1 to 9 months, there would be improvement. I drank water. I did everything I could. And several years later, I had that same lung test done and my lungs were clear. Can you believe it? After 1 to 9 months, your appearance improves. Do you realize how yellow and gray cigarettes make your skin? It's the formaldehyde. It's pickling yourself from the inside out. And that starts to improve after a few months of quitting. And then after a year, the risk of coronary heart disease is half that of a smoker. 5 years after quitting, the risk of a stroke is greatly reduced, typically to the risk level of someone who has been a non-smoker for 5 to 15 years. 10 to 15 years after quitting, risk of coronary heart disease matches that of a non-smoker. You know, all of these things that I just went over, all the facts about cigarettes that you've discovered and gone through, the problem for me, at least, and the reason that I defended my cigarettes is because I knew what they were doing to me. I knew that the idea of being cool had left the rail yard long ago, and that I was just now a pathetic slave to smoking cigarettes. And that is why I defended them to the hilt. That's why I said, oh, you know, I smoke a little bit, but it doesn't do me any harm. That's why. Because I knew I was absolutely killing myself with these things, and yet I kept doing it. Well, the buck stops now, y'all. We have been working long and hard on this. And if this is your first episode that you've listened to, take a minute, have a talk with yourself, and go back to the start and get on this program. I promise you, if it works for me, it will work for you. Now, throughout this process, those of you that have been keeping up and we're moving on, don't fantasize about cigarettes. Always keep a clear, objective perspective of what it would be again to return to becoming an addicted smoker. There's no doubt at all that if you relapse to smoking, you will be under the control of a very powerful addiction that's greater than you. You'll be spending hundreds of dollars a year for thousands of cigarettes. You will smell like cigarettes and be viewed as socially unacceptable in many circles. You'll be inhaling thousands of poisons with every puff. These poisons will rob you of your endurance and your health. One day they may eventually rob you of your life. Consider all these consequences of smoking. Then when you watch a smoker, you will feel pity for them and not envy. Consider the life he or she is living compared to the simpler, happier life that you have had since you broke free from your addiction. Consider all this and you will never take another puff. We're moving closer to the day, folks, so keep tuning in and let's move on to the next episode. Quit Smoking Podcast is a product of Rodeo Productions, performed and written by Debbie Hall, directed and produced by James Pierce of Selected Frequencies.